Anime!
What's up?
We're back. Episodes 15 and 16 of Code Geass. Episode 15. Cheering Mao.
Again, I thought this was going to be about, like, Mao the dictator.
Yeah.
It was not.
It was not. So when we last remember is that the Shirley thing happened.
Uh-huh.
Shirley does not
know. Some bull-ass shit happened.
Yeah.
The fuck?
And last we see Mao is being let off in a cable car.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And we're just like, okay, well, that's in him now.
Yeah. All right. He'll be back eventually, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Turns out he's back now.
Yeah. Immediately.
Yeah.
Almost immediately.
Yes. And what has Mao done?
Mao is first off going fucking crazy in a library because we learn he can't shut off his Geass.
Yes. So this whole episode, I think it more establishes the previous relationship that C2 had with a person she gave a Geass to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that all it is it tries to symbolize the mistakes of that relationship and how it compares to hers and the Lucia's relationship.
Yeah. And also the fact that certain Geasses have different abilities and the fact that the more you use a Geass, the more powerful it will become.
You are right. And this is where we learn more about Mao. We learn that she met him when he was 6.
Uh-huh.
Gave him that power when he was 6.
Yeah.
And his power is unbelievable.
Yeah, now it's just nutty.
Yeah. Basically, he can mind read anybody within a 500 meter radius.
That's insane.
However, he cannot shut off his power. It is always active.
And that's why he has to wear the headphones to drown out all the voices.
Yes, because the only voice, but the only person that he can't mind read is C2, the power giver.
Yeah.
And so that's why he listens to her voice all the time, because it calms him.
Yeah.
At this point, he has threatened Lelouch.
Mm-hmm.
And in an effort to try and get rid of him, Lelouch and C2 kind of split up, do their own things, and trying to find him.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is he ends up just calling Lelouch.
Mm-hmm.
Says, put C2 on. I want to meet her. C2 says, okay, let's meet up. Bye, Lelouch. That's it for you and me.
I'm going to go. And then Lelouch tries to use the Geass on C2 to see if she's lying.
Yeah.
But she's like, bitch, you thought.
It's like, what'd you think was going to happen?
I fucking told you.
Yeah. So C2 runs off. Lelouch is kind of distraught. Kind of like, what am I supposed to do now?
Yeah. Also, he's kind of distraught. It's like, what was it? It's like, I'll never be able to understand such a selfish girl.
Yeah.
Where you kind of see, like, the power is starting to go to the Lucia's head.
Yes.
Where when, as soon as someone is insubordinate.
Yeah.
He's just like, this fucking asshole. This fucking bitch. Like,
yeah.
What the fuck? And it's like, whoa, Lelouch, fucking relax. You're not a dictator yet.
Yeah. but C2 being absolute equal genius herself.
Yeah.
She records the conversation on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
Lelouch finally recognizes.
Yeah.
And is like, oh, they're going to an amusement park.
Uh-huh.
I know what to do.
Yep.
And then a little bit of magic happens and Lelouch sets up a whole
rigmarole.
Yes. So we find out that he's the expert hacker.
Apparently. Because he's just got hella USB drives and a laptop.
And we already know he's the expert strategist and mind thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And so Lelouch, what he does is he pre-records a video that is going to appear in the middle of the carnival or the amusement park that Mao will see. But the conversation he records is as if he's talking to Mao.
Exactly.
And
he hits all his pressure points.
Yes. Like. Yes. As this is happening, Mao is confronting C2 in the amusement park. Shoots her a couple times.
Not just a couple times. Shoots her in the arm.
Yeah.
Then shoots her in the leg.
Yeah.
Then the other leg.
Yeah.
Then the other arm.
Yes.
And she's effectively a quadriplegic
at
that point.
Yes, yes.
Then
yes.
He's all like, I got a place, baby. A nice clean place. A white place.
In Australia.
You're just too big to put in my luggage.
Yeah.
So I'll just make you nice and compartmentalize. And he just pulls out a fucking chainsaw.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Man's about to go to work.
What is the extent of her healing ability?
I think she's like Wolverine. Like, her healing factor just kicks in. It's just not instant, but, like, there's a bit of a delay there.
He was gonna cut off all her limbs.
Yeah.
The fuck?
Yeah, yeah. And so, like, just as he's about to cut off her limbs, that's when the screen turns on, distracts him. And Lelouch also brings in a whole bunch of cops.
Yeah.
To mask his own presence.
Yeah, because, like, what was it? He's paying attention to the screen, but then because he's paying attention to the screen, he's not paying attention to the voices around him.
Yeah.
Which then kind of makes it, quote-unquote, silent.
Yeah.
For Mal. And then until it's too late, the cops show up.
Yeah.
And Lelouch dresses up as a cop.
Yeah.
Picks up C2.
Yeah.
And they have, like, a fucking mind battle.
Yeah.
Where Lelouch is, like, thinking dialogue.
Yeah.
And then Mao is saying the response.
Yeah.
And all these cops are like, this bitch is fucking crazy.
Yeah. I really like that whole dynamic of how they have their mind battle.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah. And then Lelouch secretly already geosed them all to be like, just kill him.
Yeah. Well, if he says anything,
just
fucking shoot
the shit out of him. If he moves, fire.
Yeah.
And all we see is Mao just get riddled with bullet holes.
It's fucking crazy.
And that's the end of the episode.
So yeah, like, it's like, and then she heals.
Yeah. Yeah. And they also he geos another guy with a helicopter to drop him off on a rooftop. And then you're just like, oh, okay, well, I guess that's the end of Mao. That's a really nice story. And, like, I guess now we understand why that relationship didn't work and why hopefully Lelouch's will work with C2. End of the episode. Then we go to the next episode, episode 16. Nunnally held hostage. We start off at school. Lelouch is like, yo, I'm going to be home with you more, my sweet little sister.
Well, we gotta go back a sec. Yeah. Was it this episode or last episode that they address
whole
Shirley thing?
I think it was the last episode and part. Yeah, it's the last episode, yeah.
Because they just wrote her out.
Kind of.
Like, they do the thing where I was like, how are they going to deal with her?
Yeah.
Because everyone knows her. And here's the thing. She just doesn't show up anymore. Like, fucking, apparently him and the student council president have some sort of agreement with, like, some war shit.
Yeah.
And then also, Shirley shows up and be like, who are you? Oh, my God. And Lelouch covers it, but like, oh, we're having a fight. Can you just play along until it's over, blah, blah, blah. But then in this episode, we have a student council scene.
Oh, yeah.
And she's nowhere.
Yeah, yeah.
They just wrote her out.
Well, she'll... This is not the end of Shirley.
But that's so convenient.
Oh, no, it is convenient.
It's so convenient.
It is convenient.
It's that anime convenience.
Yes. Her usefulness has been used up to this point.
Okay, okay.
But this is not the end of Shirley.
Yeah, okay. I figured. Because it wasn't the end of someone else either in this episode.
Yes, you were right. It was not the end of someone else. Because back from the fucking dead, Mao shows up.
Full of bandages.
Yeah, and all he says is, that Britannian medicine, goddamn, it's so good.
It's so bullshit. He got Swiss cheesed. He got riddled. There were like 50 cops there, and they all shot him multiple times.
Yes.
And he is somehow still alive.
Yes.
What the fuck?
That Britannian medicine.
Jesus.
Am I right?
That's the most bullshit.
Yeah. But now that he's like, yo, fuck. He's like, Lelouch, you let me live? I'm gonna make you pay. So he kidnaps Lelouch's sister.
In the most dramatic way. Because she's already basically a paraplegic.
But she's also blind. Yes.
Right? So she's not going nowhere.
No.
But you know what? Just in case, Mal fucking duct tapes her mouth and then ropes her to the wheelchair.
Yes.
Where the fuck is she going? She can't walk. This is like the extra. This is the most extra this show's ever been. Even Lelouch's dumb fucking hand thing. Yeah. Even Suzaku's kick.
Yeah.
Which we get more of.
Yes.
Like, this is the most extra. He tied down a blind paraplegic to make sure she doesn't crawl away? Like, what?
Yeah. Yeah.
I couldn't handle that. I turned into a fucking basic ass white girl.
Yeah.
I was just like, I can't even right now.
Yeah. It turns out he's on school campus somewhere. He is tied, nunnally held hostage, and Lelouch has to go find him.
Yeah, into the nicest sewer system I've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's got waterfalls in this shit.
But Lelouch figures out that he's got to be within 500 meters, or 500, yeah, meters.
Meters or feet, I forget.
Yeah, because he can still read Lelouch's mind.
Yeah.
And he's doing it. And conveniently, Suzaku shows up and is like, yo, what the fuck happened?
And he's all like, nothing, bro. And the genius of the fucking war against a global government drops her fucking picture like a dumbass.
Yeah.
And now he's all like, oh, bitch, I gotta help you now.
Well, yeah. Well, that's Lelouch's... So Suzaku is Lelouch's biggest weakness.
Yes.
Right? Like, he can't be 100%. Let's just say he can't be zero mode.
Yeah. They're the duality.
Yeah, like, yes. And so he's like, he accepts his help. And they go around, and Suzaku kind of knows some stuff going on. He's like, I bet they're here. How about we check? He's like, Lelouch is like, it's a good idea. Let me just fucking hack into everything. Yeah, let's go.
Hold up.
Yeah.
Let me show you this secret fucking service elevator.
Yeah, and Suzuka's just like, you use this shit to fucking play hooky all the time.
It's like, hell yeah, dude, baby.
Like, yeah, what of it? And it's just, their dynamic is so weird because they both acknowledge that each one of them has their strengths. Like, they are super amazing
at what they
do. But they don't question it. They're just like, okay.
Like, I've known him since birth.
I see you.
He's a fucking homie.
I see you.
Yeah. I know he's sick, and he knows I'm sick.
Yeah.
No question.
Yeah, and I love that's the power couple. Yeah. They're just doing.
We baller ass bitches.
Yeah. So they get to the basement, and they're like, yo, it's like you suspected, Lelouch. There's a machine gun strapped to that camera. And then Lelouch is all, reaction time 0.5 seconds, and it's impossible. We don't know what to do. And Suzaku doesn't even fucking bat an eye. Runs out there, does some ninja dodging, runs up a wall, and then kicks the machine gun camera off of its mounting.
0.05 second delay. And he outruns it.
He outruns the gun.
He outwall runs the gun.
Yes, he does.
He somehow keeps consistent momentum running up a wall and then kicks a machine gun off of its pure metal hinge.
Yeah, that's Suzaku for you.
What the fuck?
The boy is shredded.
No, he's skinny AF. I saw him.
No, that's
everybody in the show is all legs.
He is 3% body fat.
Yeah, but he's like 10 pounds.
A pure rock hard muscle.
God damn it.
Yeah, and then Lelouch's like, oh, that's right, that's Suzaku.
Oh yeah, Suzaku's the baller ass bitch. Let's go. Like,
why did I panic? And then they find Nunnally. She's tied up.
She's not tied up.
Oh, she's not tied up. She's just attached.
She was the ropes and thing, purely aesthetics.
Yes, you're right. But she is attached to a pendulum bomb.
And there's some crazy fucking thing where like it. There's a thing of there's something that's keeping it swinging at a consistent motion, and that if the motion is interrupted in any way, it'll blow up.
Yes.
But we also have to cut the dummy wire on the bomb without disrupting the motion of the ocean.
Yes. Yes.
Also, if we move Nunnally, it'll explode.
Yes. So Lelouch tells Suzaku just to wait there.
Yeah.
And he goes up to the church to find Mao.
Yeah. I'm going to go find Mao. I'm going to see where he is.
Yeah. Mao's like, you found me. Let's play your favorite game called chess. And the way this game works is we each have a scale. We take all of our opponent's defeated units, put it on our side of the scale. If my scale hits it, Nunnally dies. Lelouch, if your scale hits it, Nunnally lives.
Yeah.
And obviously they've played chess before, and obviously Lelouch can't win this one.
Because he reads his mind.
Yes. They play anyway.
Because he's got no choice.
Yes. And Lelouch is definitely on the losing side of this.
This is the only time I've seen, I think this whole show, Lelouch, like, dreadfully scared of an outcome.
He legit panics, and for a second there, you're like, Does he really not have a plan?
Yeah, like...
Is this how it's gonna end?
It's all... Like, well, the thing is that his whole thing... His whole power is mind games.
Yeah.
And when someone can read your mind...
Yeah. What do you do?
You're kind of powerless.
Yeah.
It's the ultimate counter.
So Lelouch loses the game.
Yeah, throws the king in the fucking bowl.
Yeah. But the bomb doesn't go off.
Yeah. They're all like, what?
And guess who decides to spin kick through the glass window at this point?
Yeah, Suzuka's just like, I'm fucking Jesus!
And he just smokes Mao. And it is then revealed that Lelouch had told Suzaku which was the dummy wire.
Yeah.
And he had complete faith that Suzaku could match his momentum and cutting against the pendulum bomb. Which he does.
Which he does. That must have been a sharp-ass knife.
Yes.
But also, the super cool thing, I think is probably the coolest thing this show has done so far, which is, we think that Lelouch had just left.
Yeah.
But he didn't. Because Lelouch had like a mirror reflective surface or something.
It was the lighter.
The lighter.
Yeah.
He geosed himself to forget the plan he had just told Suzaku.
Yeah.
So that when he went to find Mao, he literally had no memory of what was happening while they were playing chess.
Yes.
So he couldn't read Lelouch's mind.
Yes. That's some baller-ass shit.
That's some wild-ass 10 steps ahead shit.
Yes. But it doesn't really end there, because as Suzaku is more or less manhandling Mao, Mao reads Suzaku's mind.
Uh-huh.
And this is when you learn of Suzaku, like, more into his character.
Yep.
And you realize, oh, that suicide that his father, the Japanese prime minister, was told about wasn't the case.
He had an abusive dad.
Yeah.
And Suzaku fucking killed him.
Exactly.
I'm surprised he didn't kick him.
He didn't have the legs yet.
True.
He had the knife.
True.
So he killed him. And that's why Suzaku is so noble. Because he feels like he has to constantly make up for the biggest crime in the world.
The murder of the prime fucking minister. And also patricide.
Yes.
Like, bruh.
Yes. So he's not such a good boy. That's why he's a knight.
That's crazy.
And then as Suzaku goes into like his little mental breakdown, it's at this point that Lelouch is like, okay, well, I'm up. I guess I have to hit him or something. And we see that he can, and Lelouch is, they really emphasize that Lelouch is a no-go on the physical.
Yeah.
He tries to throw a punch and Mao just sidesteps and runs away.
He's like, LOL.
He's like, what the fuck is this? And then the final character shows up.
C2?
Yep.
Yep.
She's back from China.
Oh, yeah, she went to China.
And she's like, I should have done this earlier, Mao. And fucking shoots her through the neck.
Yeah. Well, he also gets, he gets geosed, right?
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Oh,
He hit one of his eyes, was exposed from the sunglasses. And then Lelouch is just like, never talk again. And he's like, fuck.
That's so cruel, because then he has all these voices and he can't express it.
Yeah.
Oh. Ouch.
That's savage.
Yeah.
Like, absolute savagery. Also, the thing we forgot to mention this episode. C2 does go to China.
Yeah.
But we learn that the rebellion is fucking huge.
Yes.
They got different sects in different cities. They got sleeper agents. They got spies. They got double agents. Yeah. They got people on the inside.
Yeah,
They got informants fucking everywhere. This place is booming.
Yeah, the Black Knights are not this little group in a van anymore. They are an organization.
It's kind of nutty.
Yes. Other side things we learn is that the president of the student council, the Ashford, she is being set, like, another suitor is being brought to her for marriage.
Yeah.
And at this point, we find out that Suzaku's lead mechanic or lead technology man of the Lancelot is an earl.
Is royalty.
Yes. And he is the next suitor for that.
Yeah, president. For her. Yeah.
So we'll see where that goes. Maybe we'll go nowhere. Maybe we'll go somewhere.
I'm sure it'll go somewhere.
Yeah, but that's the only reason they introduce it. Right? It's got to go somewhere. So we'll see what that is like. Also, the hottest character on the show, who got shot by Shirley but rescued by Ogi.
She has amnesia
and we get she wakes up and she was one of the like generals of
Britannia,
of the Britannian army, but now she has no idea who she is, and
she's hanging out with the rebels.
She's definitely hanging out with the Black Knight. The Black Knight, I guess, second in command. Yeah. And
she's looking fine, man.
She shows up naked.
She's got that. No, I'm talking. Listen, obviously, nude is good.
Yes,
but she's got that oversized sweater.
Oh yes, with the ladle.
With the ladle,
making soup.
Complete that. So good.
That's that wifey
material. That's that wifey material. No, Oof.
Ogie's got to lock that down.
He does. You got to stop playing. Right? He's got to stop playing.
Yeah. But yeah, no, that's basically what's going on in these two episodes. It's all about Mao. I think it's more of a an introspective on the relationship between C2 and her.
These two episodes are most definitely a expansion of what a Geass power is and can be.
Yes.
And also just, hey, here is like these three main characters, Suzaku, Lelouch, C2.
Yeah.
Like these are what these characters are all about.
Yeah.
It is just expansion on their personal stories, and also we gotta explain the power because right now it's just convenience.
Yes. And then looking for ahead to the next episode, I think that they hint that Lelouch figures out that Suzaku may be
the White Knight.
Yeah. Which puts a complication on things, but also would make sense as to why he can never beat him.
It does make sense.
So, yeah, interesting stuff.
Only Colin can help.
Only Colin. Colin! Well, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah.
All right, then. Till next time. Bye.
See ya.